This is an In It For The Kicks special feature.
On last week's show, we gave you the story of Come Home, which was a big record in the year 2001. This week, and we jump to present day with the man behind that record, Mark Zowie, and ask him what he's been doing since that huge record came out.
Since Little Devious, I went off and did, with Gary and a couple of other guys, we put a band together and I wrote two albums under the Burn The Negative moniker, which was an indie electronica band scenario. You know, we gigged and toured and we played Glastonbury, Isle of Wight Festival, Rockness, played Ibiza Rocks with Soul Wax. You know, we were kind of accepted by the dance genre and the indie genres as well, which was really, really good for us. So it meant that we got two albums out, and again, it was a little bit stubborn. We decided, you know, to keep our heads down and kind of play it really cool, and we only really wanted to play certain gigs here, there and everywhere. And I think over time, really, the band was kind of only, you know, it kind of played out its thing. As I said, I pretty much wrote both albums by myself, and it was really sort of coming to the point where I thought, I really don't know where to take this anymore. So we actually split in 2000, and that was about 2008 to 2010. So in that short space of time, we did all that. Then I set up We Take Polaroids, which is pretty much what I'm doing now, which is like a very much more stripped back electronica song based, indie electro kind of feel to it. A couple of the tracks have been released on Gung Ho, which originally released the Burn The Negative material. And of course, Mark Zowie, which is my main house music output now. So Mark Zowie for me is always about sort of a similar kind of ethos to the Little Devious, in the respect that I like to try and jump around a few different genres. But ultimately, I want it to feel like it's a family of records that are coming out from me at the time. You know, I want them all to feel, they've got their own kind of sound, I feel, you know, and I think it sounds like me, and it's just really, really nice to kind of work on my own and get an idea of kind of where I want to take things. And after doing the Burn The Negative and the We Take Polaroids music, I really was a little bit sort of, oh, you know, something I have listened to a lot of house music, but I really haven't kind of immersed myself in that music for such a long time. But I knew that it's what I really, really wanted to get back involved with, so I dipped my toes in, listen to some pieces and of certain artists that I really liked or respected from way back, and I kind of found out what they were doing now, and I kind of, that was it. I sort of stopped and didn't listen to any more and did what I kind of felt that I wanted to do at the time. And the Mark Zowie sort of project was born last year. Yeah, I had a track out called Fever on 9G Records in San Francisco. There's another record coming out this summer on 9G, a track called Power, and I've got another couple of records. In fact, I've got both of my pseudonyms are coming out on the same day. I must be the only music producer on the planet that is competing against myself. Mark Zowie's Let It Begin, and then I've got sometime in the spring there's this thing called Love, another track on by Mark Zowie. So these are between Slow Motion and Motion, which is a great bunch of record labels. It's all very loosely connected to Steve Mack. I don't know if you remember Steve Mack from Rhythm Masters.
Yeah, I'm a huge Rhythm Masters fan.
Yeah, and Steve Mack set up Black Rock Records about 2 or 3 years ago, and I've kind of been watching kind of what he's been up to for a while. As I say, I always kind of respected kind of what he did, and then another body of labels came out, sort of springing from them, that him, like a spider's legs, like Slow Motion, Deep Motion, Motion, Africa Motion, and I was really inspired by that. I love that. It's just the kind of just quite visceral, and you know, they kind of see something that they need to move into, and they do that, and they get involved, and then they immerse themselves in a specific kind of genre, which is really, really cool. I just love the way they've been able to move and gain a little bit of momentum on each record label. And I had my first single with Slow Motion last year, which was a track called Forever in Ibiza, it was called, which was my little homage to my trip to Ibiza Rocks.
So it's fair to say you've been very busy.
There's quite a lot going on at the moment. I'm kind of looking at taking the market outing out live and the retake Polaroids thing. I've had a lot of people wanting me to do the live side on the retake Polaroids, but I also have two kids while I'm trying to do all this, you know, trying to kind of balance it all together and kind of working out how I can actually balance it all together, you know. Well, the market outing is really sort of... the momentum's gaining quite hard on that at the moment. It's really, really good. You know, I've got a lot of feedback on that. And the retake Polaroid thing was actually the main one to start with after Burn the Negative split up. But it was very difficult for me to write songs for the time. You know, they are all song-based records. And like most artists or writers and producers, you know, sometimes you've got it and you want to do something with it, and sometimes you don't. And I think that's where the Mark Zowie thing really came to a head. That's when I thought I really need to get back out onto the dance floor, you know,
get back to enjoying it again.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I've always loved house music, electronic music, and I think because I've got such a varied taste in all genres, it's really difficult for me to concentrate on one specific style of dance music, house music, tech house, deep house, whatever it is that you want to call it, you know. At the end of the day, it's all under the same umbrella, but I just feel that sometimes you'll hear an artist that seems to repeat a template of similar output, and you kind of just start thinking, you know, there's so much out there to experiment with. I just find it really, really difficult to sort of be holding to one kind of plot. I feel like I've really, really got to stretch out, and that's what I'm really excited about with the Mark Zowie and the retake Polaroids. I just feel like I've got a bunch of people at the moment that really get what I'm actually trying to achieve, you know.